And I will say, you know, if you go back 10, 12, 15 years ago at the most, the strongest lobby in Washington was the Jewish lobby. It was Israel. That's no longer true. You have to be very careful. You have a Congress in particular, which is becoming anti-Semitic.
Trump is wrong about that. Under Trump, Israel is still the strongest lobby in Washington, D.C. And that is why the United States is officially an occupied country. Now, why do I say the United States is an occupied country? Because we are occupied by those who put Israel's interests and agenda first over America's own interests. And our president is openly and shamelessly bragging about it.
Happy Hanukkah. And you know, this is the first time that I've ever brought up notes to make a speech for. We call them the Christmas dinners. I call them the Christmas Hanukkah dinners, if that's okay. I hope you don't mind. But I call them New Year's dinners, too. But I've made about 20 of them so far. I never had any interest. I brought this up. You know why? I've done so much for Israel that I have to read. Look at it. I got, like, pages. And I don't want to leave anything out. I don't want to leave Golan Heights out. I want to tell you what we did. I learned enough, and I signed the Golan Heights, the rights to the Golan Heights, over to Israel. Nobody thought that was possible to get. They've been working on it for 70 years, Mark. Then I found out the value of it, trillions of dollars. It could be worth, if you think, trillions of dollars. I said, you know, maybe I should have asked him for something.
So that was the president hosting a Hanukkah reception at the White House just yesterday. And in that reception, it became painfully obvious that it is pro-Israel donors that are running the White House and controlling Trump like a puppet.
Miriam Adelson, do you want to come up, Miriam? Come up here, Miriam. Miriam gave my campaign indirectly, $250 million. She was number one. Incredible woman with a great husband, a man that loved Israel.
Well, Mr. President, when you were in the Israeli parliament and you gave a speech and you saw me from far away, you called, and I, at that time I came with a scooter to the parliament.
That's
just
right.
To hear you. I wanted to hear you alive. Now I met Alan Dershowitz, and he said the legal thing about 4 more years, and I said, Alan, I agree with you. So we can do it. Think about it.
Alan's here someplace. Where's Alan?
Alan is here. Oh, he had a flight. Alan is here. Think about it.
Thank you.
Maybe I will be the first one who told you, or second. Yeah.
She said, think about it. I'll give you another 250. But
I will give.
But her husband, Sheldon, was an amazing guy, and he'd come up to the office, and there was nobody more aggressive than Sheldon. I think I spent more time with him and you, because you usually came up together, but he'd call and say, can I come over, please? I say, Sheldon, I'm president of the United States. It doesn't work that way anymore. It's like maybe tomorrow. How about tomorrow? No, please, just for a little while. And I would, he'd always say 10 minutes. It turned out to be about an hour and a half, right? And what he did is he fought for Israel. That's all he really fought for. He just wanted to take care of it. He just wanted to take care of Israel, so he was a great guy.
What? This is really happening. Pro-Israeli donors are bankrolling the President of the United States, as well as other politicians. And with that, they gain quick access to the President of the United States. For what purpose? To fight for Israel's agenda, a foreign nation's agenda. One social media account put it well when they said in response to this clip, Thomas Jefferson made the Louisiana Purchase in 1803 for $15 million. It's considered the greatest land bargain in history and doubled the size of America. The Adelsons purchased the U.S. from Donald Trump for $250 million. This is now considered the greatest bargain in history. Where's the lie? It would really seem for the pro-Israel lobby, it's not about America and its interests. They only care about America insofar as America is there to serve Israel. I think we see that very clearly recently in Ben Shapiro, who thinks that Americans shouldn't retire. Why? So that Americans can continue to just work for, you guessed it, the state of Israel.
Here's Ben Shapiro telling you that if you ever want to retire, stop working to pay off your 50 freaking year mortgage, if you had these dreams of like working really hard and retiring, how dare you? How dare you? Here's Ben Shapiro.
No one in the United States should be retiring at 65 years old. Frankly, I think retirement itself is a stupid idea unless you have some sort of health problem. It's totally insane that you believe that you should be able to work from the time that you are essentially 20 to the time that you are 65, which is a 45-year period, pay in, and then you will receive Social Security benefits sufficient to support you and your family for like another 20 years. That's crazy talk.
So people who work for 45 years should not be able to receive money for the next 20 years of their life at retirement. But the nation of Israel should continue to receive billions of dollars from the United States? How does that make sense, Ben? From 1951 to 2022, the United States has given $317 billion to Israel. And of course, for Ben Shapiro and other pro-Israel supporters, money should continue to go to the state of Israel, but not to the actual hardworking people in this country. I'm a tax-paying citizen and I cannot afford to have health insurance. But my money is going to a foreign nation? And according to Shapiro, I shouldn't even be able to retire. After all, why should we be able to retire? Shouldn't us Americans continue to work really hard for another foreign country? You know, even though I'm not on board with it, I could at least understand if we were sending this money to African countries in light of the slave trade. But I have no idea. Why are we continuing to send all of this money to a foreign nation that we don't owe any money to? Shouldn't our tax dollars be going to people here in the United States? I can think of a lot of opportunities where we could be spending that money right here at home. Instead, our money goes to Israel to fund genocide. And Trump brags about it and laughs about how he has sent Israel all of these destructive and harmful weapons. And he just brags about how much he's done for Israel. But how much has he actually done for us here in the United States? Watch here how he brags about funding Israeli terrorism.
We make the best weapons in the world, and we've got a lot of them. And we've given a lot to Israel, frankly. And I mean, Bibi would call me so many times, can you get me this weapon, that weapon, that weapon? Some of them I never heard of, Bibi, and I made them. But we'd get them here, wouldn't we? And they are the best. They are the best. And you used them well. It also takes people that know how to use them. And you obviously used them very well.
And after saying that, last night he said this.
The love and prayers to our entire nation, to the people of Australia, and especially all those affected by the horrific and anti-Semitic terrorist attack. And that's exactly what it is, anti-Semitic. That took place on a Hanukkah celebration in Sydney. What a terrible, terrible thing. All nations must stand together against the evil forces of radical Islamic terrorism, and we're doing that.
But the problem is you can't stand against radical Islamic terrorism if you're funding radical Israeli terrorism. In fact, because it's often the latter that triggers the former. And who's really pushing for this? Israel. Have you noticed that Trump now has banned Palestinians from traveling here to the United States? But he hasn't banned Israelis from traveling here, right? Why is that? Palestinians can't travel here after their homeland has been decimated, but the Israeli terrorists who did this can. Isn't that odd? Might it be because pro-Israel donors are the ones bankrolling the United States politicians? You know what else is weird? Jews could come here as immigrants after the Holocaust, but Palestinians can't come to the United States after their Holocaust? I wonder why. And don't say, oh, it's because Palestinians are terrorists. Because you know what's interesting? Some of the Jews that were brought to the land of Israel right up to the declaration of the independence of Israel were actual bona fide terrorists. They blew up hotels. They engaged in real acts of terrorism against the Palestinians and the British leading up to the declaration of the independence of the State of Israel in 1948. This is common knowledge, and some of these terrorists later on became prime ministers of the State of Israel. And since when did we really care about not bringing terrorists here? Didn't we actually bring a whole bunch of Nazi scientists over to the United States after the Holocaust? So we can bring Jewish immigrants here. We can even bring Nazi terrorists here. But we can't bring Palestinians. I wonder why. It's probably because in 2025, we don't actually care about the situation concerning immigrants per se. We really just don't want Palestinians here because we're being controlled by the state of Israel. I mean, we have the White House hosting Hanukkah events and even Hanukkah candles in Washington. We even got Mike Huckabee going to the Wailing Wall with the kippah on, shilling for the state of Israel. But I miss the part where Huckabee goes to the Holy Sepulcher with a crucifix on. And also miss the part where he goes right behind where he was at the Wailing Wall, over to the Dome of the Rock with a kufi and a thobe on. I didn't see that. But I know why that is. Because you may have voted for this guy as your president, but you actually got this guy as your president. I mean, for crying out loud, we have Netanyahu on video bragging about how he's going to control America. And you know what? He's right. America is easy to manipulate. We have politicians that can clearly be bought by pro-Israeli donors. We also have this ridiculous phenomenon of Christian Zionism, where you have Christians who think it is their biblical mandate and duty to support the modern state of Israel, something that I refuted in yesterday's video. We are prioritizing a foreign government's agenda and not our own, and this will lead to our downfall. I think of a gambler who has a streak of lucky wins and he's doing really, really good, but he knows he needs to stop because he's going to lose it all if he doesn't stop. But he is just so addicted to gambling and he keeps going and keeps going and keeps going and his luck runs out and he ends up losing everything. That is the United States. We keep hearing about how tiny Israel is and how few Israelis there are. So why is it this little tiny country is overly represented in Washington, D.C. and basically runs this country? It's like if I told you a bunch of people in Congress have dual citizenship to this little tiny country called Nauru. It's a really small country that you probably never heard of, but it's a real thing. And the pro-Nauru lobby is somehow really dominant in Washington, D.C., bankrolling the President of the United States and a ton of people in Congress. What is that? And you want to know another sad thing about this? The pro-Israel agenda is attempting to stamp out anti-Semitism. And I understand that. Anti-Semitism is bad. I condemn it as well. The issue is the way they're forcing down the Israeli agenda down our throats is sadly going to create more anti-Semitism. And if that's true, ironically, that means long-term, both America and Israel are going to lose. 4 more years of Trump? God forbid. We still have 3 more years to go. I could never see myself voting for Trump after what he has shown us here. My only comfort is that the younger generation is not beholden to the pro-Israel lobby, and maybe in time we will vote some politicians in that won't be bankrolled by this lobby. Hey, if you enjoyed this video, make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button. By the way, hit the bell for notifications so that you know whenever I post a new video. And also consider supporting me on Patreon. The website is patreon.com/reasonoftheology. I'd really appreciate your support. After all, I'm not getting that AIPAC or pro-Israeli donor money. So Tucker, holler at your boy.